USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin spoke on Fox News saying the jobless numbers in the U.S. are probably going to get worse before improvement.
You're going to have a very, very bad second quarter, and then I think you're going to see a bounce back from a low standpoint.
Mnuchin also said there's a bigger risk to the country in keeping businesses closed.
I don't think there's a considerable risk. Matter of fact, I think there's a considerable risk of not reopening. You're talking about permanent economic damage to the American public. We're going to reopen in a very thoughtful way that gets people back to work safely, that has them social distance.
Mnuchin spoke as many states begin to loosen their restrictions on businesses after extended shutdowns designed to slow the spread of the new coronavirus. Another 3.2 million U.S. workers applied for jobless benefits last week, bringing the total to 33.5 million. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, placed themselves in quarantine after contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Another stark reminder that not even the nation's most secure building is immune from the virus. Also quarantined are Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control, and the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Stephen Hahn. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary tested positive for the coronavirus earlier in the week, making her the second person who works at the White House complex known to test positive for the virus. Tesla CEO Elon Musk threatened to pull the company's factory and headquarters out of California and has sued local officials who have stopped the company from reopening its electric vehicle factory. In a lawsuit filed in federal court, Tesla accused the Alameda County Health Department of overstepping federal and state coronavirus restrictions when it stopped Tesla from restarting production at its factory in Fremont. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
California's governor has approved changes on how voting will be done in the next election. With that story, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order requiring mail-in ballots to be sent to all eligible voters for the November election. The measure is meant to limit the spread of the novel coronavirus at polling places. In-person voting places will still be available for those who need it, including people with disabilities, those who speak different languages, and those who are homeless. He also said it's up to the individual county's election officials to send out the ballots and arrange for in-person voting opportunities. A Gallup poll released last month indicates that three-quarters of Americans favor allowing all registered voters to vote by mail.
A surfer was killed in a shark attack near Santa Cruz, California, at the Manresa State Beach. A 26-year-old male was surfing when he was attacked by an unknown shark species, according to the Santa Cruz Sheriff's Department. The department said the victim was pronounced dead on the scene and the next of kin was notified. That stretch of beach, 1 mile north and 1 mile south of the attack, will be closed for 5 days as a matter of protocol that goes into effect during any shark attack. The state beach was already closed to non-locals to slow the spread of COVID-19. The United States saw a rise in shark attacks from 32 in 2018 to 41 in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.